And so, coming into your practice now, choosing your position to rest in, whether spine is upright and away from the backrest, or you're leaning back with a long, straight spine. Let's just all gently bring the shoulders up to the ears for a moment. Take a deep breath in, and as we exhale, we're going to drop those shoulders down nice and slowly and gently. And we might try that two more times if it suits you. Gently taking those shoulders up, feeling that contraction. Deep breath in as you exhale, slowly, slowly lowering the shoulders down. Letting go. And one last time. Both shoulders rising up. Deep breath in. Breathing out. Softening those shoulders and resting the shoulders now. And when you're ready to, allow your attention to encompass the whole body. From the top of your head all the way down to your feet. A sense of the wholeness of the body, the entire body. Then gently bring your attention down to your feet. Perhaps this will be your anchor for the practice. Noticing sensations in the feet, where they're resting and where you feel their natural weight. Or you might choose your seat where the body is making contact with the chair. Noticing sensations here. Or maybe it'll be the hands. Maybe it'll be the hands. The hands as an anchor. A place to come back to during the practice. If you feel you need that bit of support to come back and just feel into your anchor, that steady place, a place of non-judgment, a place of safeness, a place of groundedness. And then we'll gently bring our awareness onto the breath. So very lightly observing the flow of breath, that natural, easy in and out flow with no effort. Maybe the cool touch of the air on the nostrils or the back of the throat. Or maybe one hand resting on the belly to just feel the natural rise and fall. And choosing now to regulate the breath, counting the in-breath and the out-breath, if it suits you, or using a word, saying a word silently to yourself as you breathe in, as you breathe out. A simple, encouraging word, such as peace or calm. And our idea here is to begin to settle the mind. So we'll notice when it's wandered off into thinking. And we'll just gently escort our attention back to the breath. Where is the mind now? And then gently we'll let go of the counting or the words that we're using. And so we allow the out-breath now to lengthen as we move into grounding. And that longer out-breath brings us into the realm of the body and sensation. And starting at the top of the head, we might just begin to notice as we place the attention on the scalp. What's here to be noticed? And moving down to the forehead and eyebrows and temples. To the cheek muscles and the jaw. What do you notice here? What sensations are around to be noticed? The mouth and the lips. The position of the tongue. The nose. And the ears. And broadening your awareness to the wholeness of the head, the whole head, sitting at the top of the neck and travelling down the neck and the throat area to the shoulders. What's present in the shoulders now? And if it's comfortable to take a breath in, and as you exhale, travel your attention down your arms to your hands and to your fingertips. How do the arms feel right now? And moving down the back of the body, taking a breath in, exhaling down the back of the body and seeing what's here. Upper back, middle back, lower back, and into the hips and the pelvis, and our natural weight resting on the seat. Travelling the attention round to the front of the body, deep breath in if it suits you, and exhaling down the front of the torso. To the fronts of the hips and the fronts of the legs. Sensations in the body keeping us present. And perhaps another breath in and travelling down the legs to the knees and on down to the lower legs, the ankles and the feet. What are you feeling in the lower legs? And if there's no sensations, that's fine. But just noticing, is there some feeling of temperature? Perhaps the touch of the clothes on the body. Feeling from the inside out. and all the way down into the feet and the toes. And then once again, gently broadening out the awareness to include the whole body again. And then including the space in front of you. The space to your right. The space behind the body. The space to the left of the body. So a sense of the whole body resting in this particular space. And grounding into your own anchor, whether that's the seat, the hands, or the feet. Feeling connected and grounded and anchored. And then we move from the grounding part of the practice into resting. Resting in our own embodied presence. And of course, the mind will wander off. That's quite normal. We can expect that. But we gently and kindly escort the attention back to the body, to our anchor. And we bring in then the support of the breath, using the breath as our support, our mindfulness support, as we rest here. Just observing that flow without deepening the breath or changing it, letting the breath breathe itself. And if you find the breath becomes uncomfortable or you're not happy with it, use your anchor as a place to focus on. So being sure to be feeling comfortable in the practice. without judging. We'll just notice if the mind is off thinking. I'm gently bringing the attention back to the breath. Sitting tall like a mountain, and the breath is just like the wind, caressing the mountain. And we lose awareness for a moment and we notice it, and then we bring the awareness back to the breath. And then, if you feel ready to now, we might begin to bring the practice to a close. And if it suits you now, just as an experiment, to place both hands over the heart space as a gesture of gratitude to ourselves for taking this time. And also making the wish. Our mindfulness practice brings us many benefits as we gently begin to train our focus and train the mind. And those benefits are sure to trickle out in ever-widening circles.